Previously on Adventure.
The last magical item we need is in Blackthorn Castle in Blackthorn Village.
At the trials of Blackthorn, you will meet death. He goes, Gizmoto, who are these three?
The hell is going on?
If I chop his head off right now, do I get to have his head on my belt later?
We seem to be caught in some sort of loop, continuously over and over and over again. The townspeople have all turned into some sort of monsters, and we can't seem to leave this town. This town is a labyrinth, and there are many dangers and many secrets that it holds. Henley, you hear the sound of snarling. With your dark vision, you can see that there are three werewolves beginning to encircle you and come after you.
I just run and I kick the door as hard as I can out.
And your foot goes through one of the busted planks, and now your foot is caught in the door, and all of the werewolves know exactly where you are.
Except he's still invisible, so all we see is a piece of plank fly out the door.
Yeah, just a piece of plank fly out the door. Yes.
And we don't realize his foot.
Right, yes. Right, right.
Henley, what's happening?
You better get in here, and I just fling the door open as they, I'm sure, are heading towards me.
Well, and while it's happening, the werewolf that was close to the door is going to try to attack you. Okay, they failed on both the rolls. I was giving him an advantage because you were stuck in one place. but they failed both those rolls. So he misses you again, hits the scrapes with his claws, the side of the stone side of the wall. Suddenly, you want to push that door open?
I want to pull this door open.
Okay. So your foot is still stuck in it, though, right now.
So I'm on one foot hopping backwards to pull the door open.
Bob is actually acting this out at the moment.
And flood the room with light. Oi!
Oh.
I'll need a little bit of help!
Stay behind the door!
The door is now open in the room, and you can see the werewolf right by the door. You can see the werewolf right kind of in the center. The one to the right is a little bit out of your view, but you can kind of see that there's something over there.
Okay.
Burning hands, 15-foot cone of just fire.
Henley is in there.
He's behind the door. He's behind the door.
Behind the wooden door.
He's behind the wooden door,
Julian. Behind the wooden door.
Okay, but here's the thing. You're talking about you're outside this thing, right? There is a doorway. You have to shoot the flame
through. Well, I'm pretty good at this point. I have practiced.
I'm not sure this is a great idea.
Hey, Julian, you're not thinking about throwing some flames in here, are you?
Yeah. Yes, I was. Why? You're behind the door.
Here.
You're behind the door, right?
I guess.
And you're invisible, so what could happen?
I don't understand language, and I don't know what voice this is.
So, Julian, you're gonna throw some fire in there?
Okay, he's acid. We'll go acid. Is that better? Is that better, Henley?
How is acid better?
Okay.
What's the
bloody leg's gonna get burned off? I've got a leg right here in a hole.
I can choose two. Range is 60 feet.
It's
I can choose
hole.
Two creatures within 5 feet of each other.
Okay.
And a target must succeed on a dexterity saving throw or take 1d6 acid damage.
Is this a cantrip?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're doing first level shit on me here. Okay.
Well, I can't do anything else because this coward won't let me do the real stuff.
So Julian sees the door open, sees the werewolves, and immediately throws some acid at the one in the center, the one nearest the door. Where are you going?
Nearest the door.
Okay.
Get him out of the way.
Of course.
Dexterity? What was it? Dexterity saving?
Dexterity saving throw 1d6. Okay. Otherwise.
Okay, roll 15 plus 1 is a 16. Okay, you hit. So roll the damage die.
1d6.
Oh, but wait a second. It's 5 foot cone? 5 foot?
5 foot for two creatures. I have a 60 foot range.
I know, but it's two creatures. It basically splashes 5 feet from each other, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Henley, you also have to make a dexterity saving throw. Because you're definitely within 5 feet of the creature that's right next to the door.
The door's in between them, though.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. 17 plus. Plus 3.
Okay.
20.
So Henley saves. So this acid comes flying in. Roll up there.
Enjoy this while it lasts, guys, because I've been rolling well, and I'm going to hit the bottom of the barrel real quick.
So you send a 5 damage acid splash at this werewolf that's right near the door. Hits it, and it sends it
you know, it shocks it and sends it back, and it snarls very, very loudly. And Henley is able to sort of do a weird, like, flip.
Yeah, get your foot out of the door, you nitwit!
He sort of floors, lavas yeah. the thing, and, like, jumps up onto the door to keep it from getting splashed by the arson.
JFK!
Let's roll for initiative.
17.
14 for the werewolves.
I got an 8 plus initiative is 10.
Okay. So, first in the order is Thrace.
Okay.
So what you have here is you're outside the door next yeah. to Julian. You've got Henley basically right to the right of the door, stuck in the door still.
Still?
I can't see him still, right?
He hasn't had a turn yet. No, nobody can see him.
Okay, so I don't really know where. There's nothing I can do for him because I don't know where he is.
You've got a werewolf right inside the door, and then you've got two probably near the midpoint of the room.
All right, so I'm going to do a spell.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You are, right?
Round of applause for
Ms.
Turner.
So I'm actually going to try and be a little more subtle. I feel like I'm trying to learn on my adventures, on my journeying. So I actually have a first level enchantment called Sleep.
Okay.
So I'm going to throw that out there, and I'm going to try and give us a little time.
Okay.
Because it lasts until they're hit in some way.
All right.
Well, no, it lasts for a minute, but unless you hit them.
Yes.
So I'm going to try
is
and
it
like,
a range thing, or is it directed
yeah,
at?
90 feet. So one action, 90 feet, duration 1 minute.
Okay.
Spell sends creatures into a magical slumber. Roll 5d8. The total is how many hit points of creatures this spell can affect.
Oh. Okay. So it's saying, so like if there was like, if there was five creatures who had 10 hit points each and you rolled whatever, you could hit all of them. But if you roll less than the amount of, you still affects him.
You take the average, right? I mean, like, for argument's sake, if she got straight up 40 out of that.
Right.
And they had 10 each, she could put them all to sleep and be done with it.
Yeah, totally. Okay. Yes.
Okay. So creatures within 20 feet of a point you choose within range. I think range we're good with because we're all in pretty close proximity.
Yeah. Yes.
They're affected in ascending order of their current hit points.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh,
nicely played, Thrace.
Starting
ascending order though. So
starting with a creature that has the lowest current hit points. Each creature affected by the spell falls unconscious until the spell ends. Huh. The sleeper takes damage, or someone uses an action to shake or slap the sleeper awake.
Shake or slap.
Yes. I'm gonna use my mage hand to slap a werewolf. Subtract each creature's hit points from the total before moving on to the creature with the next lowest hit points. So I'm hoping to put all of them asleep, but chances are not.
And then bee slap a few of them while you're at it. Yeah.
But Jackie, do you have a pinch of fine salt rose petals and a cricket? Cast this spell. I'm just kidding.
Please don't tell me.
Oh, God, that was amazing.
I just conveniently
we're saving
skipped
that. That's
got to
be
shit.
In there.
Yeah.
If you don't have it, I do. Don't worry. You're covered.
Okay, so that's basically what it is. So I'm going to attempt to throw that out, and I'm going to try and put all of them to sleep.
Okay. Are you... So let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Because you can get this as a first level or a second level. Do you have any second level enchantments?
The second level...
You roll two extra d8s. Do you have a second level spell slot? I don't remember.
I think I do. Okay, so if I do that then...
You roll two extra d8s.
Okay.
So you roll 7d8s, I think?
Page again. So 7d8s.
Okay.
And I'm going for all three of them.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. Okay. Roll your 7d8s.
Seven.
Good start.
One.
Okay.
Oof.
Seven.
Okay.
What?
Two.
Okay.
Four.
Okay.
Two.
Two.
And eight.
Eight. So unfortunately, 31, you only get one of them asleep.
Okay.
Because the other ones have more hit points than that.
Okay, but it's the one with the lowest hit points, right?
Yeah, because it's the only one that...
Yes.
The one I hit.
Okay. Yeah, the one that... Yeah, Henley hit. So Henley, did do a good job.
Yeah. Okay, so that one's asleep.
Yes.
And now I have my action surge.
So that was the one farthest to the right is now asleep.
Yes.
Okay.
So I have my action surge.
Okay.
So now I'm going to attack with my Warhammer.
Okay. So just so you know, a minute is probably, it's like 10 turns.
Okay. All right.
Total.
Good,
across
good.
Around. So not 10 turns for each of you, but
yeah,
10 total
yeah.
turns.
Yeah. Okay.
Because each turn is about 6 seconds.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So Bobby, again, from the moment I went invisible, I have 30 minutes. Figure I still got 15 left.
He probably got more than that, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now I'm going to hit it with my Warhammer.
Okay. Which one?
That's what I do. The one nearest the door.
Okay. The one Julian just hit with the acid.
Yes.
Okay.
Because also the one that's probably closest to Hendley, because I can hear him like crying and squealing a little bit from somewhere in that area.
That's me. Okay.
All right. So I'm going to try and hit him with the water hammer.
Okay.
14. 4. 18.
It's a hit.
Awesome. So it's 1d8 plus 4. 3.
7. Okay. 7 damage against the one closest to the door.
Yes.
Okay. So you reach back, you hit it, and you do some damage. I mean, it's not like, you know, crazy damage, but mm-hmm. it's pretty good.
I like pissed him off a little.
Yeah, definitely.
Because he's also like a little acidy, so, you know.
Yeah.
It was definitely a little bit of a squidge when I hit him.
How close are these?
Don't touch the one that's asleep.
Everyone's in range.
So, and Julian, okay. Think. If you do anything to all of them and you wake up the other one, then he's back in the game.
One of them's asleep right now.
You need to just aim at one of the two that isn't asleep. One of the two that's going to try and kill us.
I think one that's asleep is shake slash slap that guy.
In the back?
The back right is the one that is asleep.
The other two are an angle. I can...
What do you want to do? And I'll tell you if you can do it or not.
I want to throw a cloud of daggers there.
What's the range of the cloud of daggers? What's the area of effect?
A cube 5 feet. Okay. On each side.
Close. Okay. Yeah, that's close, but that's fine.
Okay. So we're gonna do that,
I don't think really any of the werewolves are within 5 feet of each other.
Oh, that's
pick one.
Yeah, so you gotta pick one.
We have one asleep.
Pick the squidgy one.
I'll pick the squidgy one.
Which one is the squidgy one? The one you just hit?
Yeah, the acidy squidgy one. Yeah.
All right.
So I'm good for 60 feet. A creature takes 4d4 slashing damage.
Okay.
When it enters the spell's area for the first time on a turn or starts its turn there.
Okay.
So
you're shooting right at it.
I'm shooting right at it.
So you could technically also use this as like a trap. You could like leave it somewhere.
Right.
And if somebody walked into it. Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. In this case, we're way beyond that.
Yeah, okay.
And it can't hurt Hendley because he's behind the door. The daggers will stick in the door.
So it just hits.
Is my fucking foot still stuck in the door?
You haven't had a turn yet. Yes. It's technically only been a few seconds. Do I have to make any sort of saving throw here?
No, there's no...
Okay, all right.
Four of those, right?
4d... What is it?
4d4s.
Yes.
3.
Okay.
4. 3. 4.
Okay.
8, 6, 14.
14. So a nice little 14 damage on the one that's been hit a little bit. He gets a nice hit. A lot of daggers. Looks pretty cut up.
They're silver daggers, by the way.
No, they're not. They're not silver daggers. That's not what they are. And he is looking pretty bad. He's looking a little worse for wear.
What if you told the werewolves they were silver daggers?
That's not going to work like that. It's not that kind of story where it's like, if they believe it, that's what makes it work.
I don't know. Has anyone ever really explored that? The psychological effects of telling them
they're
silver?
Dagger. Yes. It has the same effect as a regular one.
Yes. A placebo dagger.
Mm. All right. Oh, the werewolves are up. Okay.
Uh-oh.
So, of course they bloody are.
Yeah.
Well, you should have rolled better, okay, Henley?
Well, maybe I shouldn't have tried to chop one of their heads off.
You could have called for help.
Exactly. Yeah. Next time you're invisible and stealthy and you're in a room with 3 werewolves, quietly walk away.
Yeah, if you had left the room, I could have blown it to bits.
Oh, shit, and jumping back up to the next floor would have been a good option as well.
Okay, so the werewolf, the one closest to the door, the one that you've been hitting, is going to go for you, Thrace, because you're the one it can see and you're the one it's closest to.
Okay.
Nope, that's a 5. That's not gonna do it. The one in the middle that's still awake comes charging straight at you again, Thrace.
Okay.
That's a 6. That's not gonna do it either.
Yeah.
They both just miss wildly.
And I'm looking
puzzled.
These
werewolves are off their game.
They are like,
oh man.
do they speak?
Maybe they do. You don't have a chance. You don't have a chance to speak. Henley, you're up.
Oh, see, now I feel like we've missed something. All right. Should have tried talking to him rather than chopping their heads off.
I would like to remove my foot from this door, run away, and then have Julian make the whole thing go on fire.
Okay, so you were going
to... my turn, however.
No, it'll be Thrace's turn when we come around the other side. But you have to use half of your movement to get your foot out.
Okay.
So you have about 15 feet of movement. I mean, that still can get you out of the of the door. So you're not going to even attack? You're just going to run away?
Correct.
Okay. So you pull your foot out of the door and just run out.
Yep.
And go run behind Julian.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Dexterity check.
You technically still have, you still have an action, technically. So I don't know if you want to do anything or you're just going to be like, no, I'm cool.
Nope, I'm cool.
Okay. All right. So Thrace, you're up.
All right. I'm going to do a spell.
Okay.
Again.
Again. Craziness.
So, Julian, I'm a little worried that you can do the most damage, but also if one of these werewolves gets to you, it's probably going to pin you down, chew you up a little bit, and you might end up pissing yourself again, which honestly, I, for both our dignity, I just don't think I can take it.
I greatly appreciate that.
So
I'm loving this new initiative, by the way.
So I'm going to give you some mage armor.
Oh.
So it's a first level abjuration. Lasts for 8 hours.
Okay.
I'm going to touch a willing creature without armor to give it a magical protective force. Target's base AC becomes 13 plus its dex modifier.
Oh, okay.
So it gives you a little buff.
So what's your dexterity modifier?
One.
So 14.
That is a bit of a boost over your 11.
Yes, totally. Yes, absolutely.
All right. So now I'm going to hit the squidgy one with my warhammer again.
Okay. Go ahead.
One.
No, that doesn't hit. It's a critical miss, in fact. So,
yes, exactly. And she swing around in a complete circle and fall over.
Julian, you're up.
So we have one asleep, one squidgy, and one... How close?
I mean, they're all pretty close. You're all like, it's a building. It's a little building.
Okay. Yes. Henley! Henley, I can't see you, but I smell you. You are, you're out of the door. Is this correct?
Affirmative.
Right in your ear, whispered right in, really close in your ear.
It's like,
creepy.
Let me, not so again. Close. Let me do it again.
Creepy. Creepy.
Do it again.
Affirmative.
Creepy.
It's like Brian when he's drunk.
Yeah.
That's just not exactly. Isn't that exactly what Henley is? I thought that was always the point. Is Henley is simply Brian when he's drunk.
Really?
Yeah. That's where I thought the whole inspiration came from.
I mean, maybe subconsciously, but not.
Well, obviously not subconsciously.
Unconsciously.
It was an unsaid agreement between us.
Lightning bolt.
Okay.
I just.
You love it. You love lightning bolt.
I love it. Mm-hmm. So, a stream of lightning forming a line 100 feet long by 5 feet wide bursts out, and a creature takes 8d6 lightning damage on a failed save.
Okay.
Half as much on a success.
Yeah, this is that crazy ass one.
Yeah. I've had enough.
All right. So you're probably going to get two of them.
They're still inside the room.
Yes, you might get two of them with it. Because
well, they're inside the best part the room.
Yes, but it's 100 feet long. It's not 100 feet wide.
No, it's 5 feet wide.
It's 5 feet wide.
How wide's the door?
Well, you can go through the door, but I'm just saying, like, they're not all packed in like a row behind the door. Mm-hmm. The room bows out into a bigger... It's bigger than 5 feet.
Yes, but the lightning will expand and fill the space. That's what
I'm
saying.
That's not how it works. That's not how it works.
It's my spell.
Sorry. Dexterity 17. I think it was 16 was your thing. So they succeeded on their save.
Okay, so they get half.
So what, 4d8s?
So it is...
It was 8d6s, right?
8d6.
Oh, 8d6. So 4d6. Okay. Six. Five.
11.
Three.
14.
Six.
20.
So you hit the squidgy one, and you also hit the perfectly fine one. So the squidgy one, very bloody, looks very bad, very worse for wear. The other one takes some good damage, but, you know, still doing pretty well. So, and we are around to the werewolves. We're about halfway through the sleep, so they put about five more turns until they wake up at this point. One is not going to do it. The other one's going to attack now. It rolls a 3. These werewolves just suck. They just really suck today.
I love when they go like this.
No attack. So we are to Henley.
All right. So I'm going to regain my confidence as an invisible person.
Okay.
Now, I'm still invisible, so I can use my sneak attack again, right?
Yes, you absolutely can.
So I'm going to do that. And I'm going to go towards the squishy one.
Mm-hmm. Squidgy.
Squidgy.
Squidgy. and try and end him the same way I did the first one. Bladed quarterstaff to the neck, try and chop off the head.
Okay.
Because it worked really well last time.
Okay. I'm going to run from behind Julian, who's been my safe haven. And just run as, like, I'm the only soldier.
Okay. So you're running right at him. Roll an attack roll there, Henley?
Yep.
Brian?
Yep, that's me.
I guess Brian would roll the attack roll, not Henley.
Correct. Here we go. 1 second. Ooh, a 6.
Plus your... either your dex or your strength.
Dex is 3, so yeah, 9.
Your weapon, 9. 9 does not do it. And then we're back around the 3s.
Okay.
No!
Now, I have 4 first level slots and 2 second levels.
So you've used one of your second levels already.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've used one of my first levels because I used my mage armor.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Just like check in.
Yes.
Just going to use them all. I'm just going to give them all a go.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to use. Go. Yeah. Just see what happens.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I honestly, I've got to say, though, I mean, hitting them with the Warhammer has always worked for me.
It's true.
But yeah. I'm going to try something new.
Out of your comfort zone.
Yes. All right. So I'm going to use the Witch Bolt, my first level evocation.
Okay.
30 feet, concentration up to 1 minute.
Okay, what does this do?
It's an arc of sustained lightning between you and the target.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So I'm just aiming at the squidgy one.
Okay.
Going to try and finish off the squidgy one.
Okay.
A beam of crackling blue energy lances out towards the creature within range, forming a sustained arc of lightning between you and the target. Make a ranged spell attack against that creature. On a hit, the target takes 1d12 lightning damage. Oof. And on each of your turns... for the duration, you can use your action to deal 1d12 lightning damage to the target automatically.
Wow.
The spell ends if you use your action to do anything else.
Okay.
So I can keep doing it,
yeah.
But if I stop doing it, it's over. 11. So 15.
15. Against armor class, that hits.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
So now it was 1d12, right?
Yes, 1d12 lightning damage.
12!
Oh my goodness!
Whoa.
So
you are batting 1,000.
Yes. So I'm just like concentrating with my hands out.
Yes. It's very, you know, when like Dumbledore and Voldemort are dueling in the Ministry of Magic.
Yes. Except I'm doing that, and on the other end there's a fairy werewolf going.
Smelling very badly at this point. Yeah.
Yeah, with singed hair. So there's one squidgy one and there's one singy one now.
So yeah. So you hit it and you hit it hard. It takes away 12 points of damage and it looks bloody.
Sweet.
So it's looking bad. And now we are around to Julian.
They're all still inside.
Yes,
Henley's not still inside. Henley's outside. Yes. Thunderwave.
Okay.
Now, that is going to wake up the other one, but I think it's due to wake up anyway.
It's going
to
wake up pretty soon anyway. Right. Next turn will be awake.
And I have armor now, thanks to you. So we're gonna take a shot at that. So a wave of thunderous force sweeps out from your... Each creature within 15 feet must make a constitution saving throw.
Okay. 7, 15, which are both fails, by the way.
Okay.
And I'm rolling for the one that's sleeping, but I'll get a disadvantage. 7, 8. So they all fail.
Okay, on a failed save, a creature takes 2d8 thunder damage and is pushed 10 feet from you.
Okay. So you're really going to push them like back to the back of the room.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Like,
and damaging them and getting them backwards.
All right.
6.
6.
4.
10. So you send a 10 damage. The squidgy one.
Yes.
Evaporates into nothingness.
Oh, yes.
When he evaporates, remains get blown back. It looks like something drops onto the ground from his body into the middle of the room. And then the essence of his body flies up and Bob enters your display on your chest.
Yes.
Fills in another hole.
Ooh, but just Bob's.
Why do you do different?
I got rid of one of them.
The sleeping one is now awake and is looking worse for wear, but not quite bloody. All right, and we are to the werewolves.
Hey, everybody, your Dungeon Master Bobby Shortle here, back with another little interlude. First, I want to apologize for this episode being late. Completely my fault. Many of you know who follow me on Twitter, but my wife was in the hospital there's complications with our baby, but the baby is okay. My wife is okay, and I really appreciate all of the outpouring and support from everyone. It was really amazing and wonderful. Big, big thanks to Justin Riley, who has been manning the ships while I have been otherwise indisposed and has been kept working really hard and turned stuff around really quickly when I had to give him stuff late, so I really, really appreciate it. He uses Battle Bards and Tabletop Audio to do the stuff that he does with the sound effects and soundscapes. Really amazing places for either doing a game like you do at home or one like this where you're doing it for people on a podcast. Make sure you follow us at D&D Adventure on Twitter, and email us adventure@talkingcombooks.com. Big thanks to my players. Big thanks to everyone who's listening. Please review us on iTunes. It means so, so much. If you haven't done that yet, it's one of the best things you can do to help spread the word about the podcast. But let's get back to it. Let's get back to our adventures and the trials of Blackthorn.
Now, you're all three standing outside of the room now, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they're both going to charge out of the room towards you.
Damn it. I didn't have enough time just to walk up, shut the door, and be like, all right, let's all pretend that didn't happen.
So this one is going to go for... Well, they still can't see Henley, so they can't really attack Henley.
Yes.
This one is going to go for you, Julian. They have a 14 plus 2, 16 against your armor class.
Which is now...
14.
14.
But...
Gotcha. So that's a... Yeah.
Yeah, nothing you can roll. And they get to attack twice when they hit. 3 plus 2, it's 5. Oh! You have to roll a d20 so that you do not get accursed with werewolf lycanthropy.
What?
Whoa!
What? It's biting you.
Oh, yeah. This could be fun.
Yeah.
11.
11 plus your constitution modifier.
It is... 0!
So that's a fail.
What?
Wow.
So we'll figure out what that means in just a moment.
Okay.
I'm prepared for that, but they get a second hit, which is going to be with their claws. And they are going to roll 2d4 plus 2. 2, 3, 5, 7. 7. So it's 12 total damage, I believe, against you? Yeah.
What was it, 14?
Well, no, you must have more than 14 health points, Bob.
No.
Yes, you definitely have more than 14 health points.
I have 32.
Yeah, thank you. There's no way you have 14 health points. Don't leave the 32.
Leave yes. the 32.
So you know that's what you have.
Yeah.
Total. And just below it, just mark what you actually have right now. The second one is going to go for Thrace.
Bring it.
16 plus 2 is 18.
18.
You're a hit. You're hit.
Really?
Yes.
So it goes to the beast?
Yeah, it goes
a
to the...
A tie goes to the beast. That's terrible.
All right.
But my armor class is so good. How did it hit me?
You bought me armor class so good.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been hit.
That's not true.
That's right. Not true.
But very rarely.
7 plus 2, 9 points of damage.
Really?
And then... You're not humanoid, so you don't have to make a saving throw for that.
9 points of
damage.
Ladies
and gentlemen, this is what it's like when Jackie loses a game.
This is not even a small taste of that.
14 points of damage total.
14 total.
14 total. And we're around to Henley.
I'm going to attempt to throw both my daggers into its eyes.
Okay. Which one?
Which eye?
The one that's almost dead.
Okay. When they got thrown back by the Thunder Raven hit the back of the wall, a couple of the pots fell down into the room.
Oh.
I'm wondering how that's relevant.
Actually,
it's got to be in some point.
I'm going to try and get them both with one dagger apiece, aiming for both eyes. So an eye on the left and an eye on the right.
Okay, so you're going for hit one of them each with a dagger.
Correct.
Okay.
Do you attack roll twice?
Yes, you do, because you're attacking two different animals.
All right. First attack roll is an 11 plus...
Dex.
4. I'm sorry, plus 3. So that's 14.
It hits.
And that's the one on the left.
Okay.
Which is the squidgy,
Singy
one. And the recently awakened from slumber on the right.
Yeah.
That's a one.
Yeah, that doesn't hit.
Yeah.
So you throw that dagger, and the dagger just misses and is inside the room now somewhere.
Okay.
Throw at the other one that you... So you hit the one that's Sinji, but you didn't hit the other one.
My daggers is 2d4 plus 2.
Yep.
And that is... Ooh, an 8 plus 2 is 10.
Okay, so that knife does go through its eye and half blinds it, and it takes a lot... It takes a good amount of damage. It's still alive, but it's looking... pretty bad. It's like holding its eye and groaning and screaming in a horrible, horrible roar.
I did something, guys.
We're back around to Thrace.
Now, that was a Sinji one?
That was a Sinji one.
Okay, so that's the one that I'm aiming at still.
But you still...
Remember? I was aiming at the healthier one.
Yes, yes, totally,
okay, so
yes.
The Sinji one.
Yes, totally.
All right, so now I'm still just rolling 1d12.
Yep. Well, you do damage it. You singe it a little bit more.
No more singeing.
Not dead, but again, no much singeing. Much more. There's a big smell of burning dog hair in the area. And we're around to Julian.
Can a lycanthrope do anything?
A character who becomes a lycanthrope retains his or her statistics except as specified by a lycanthrope type. The character gains the lycanthrope's speeds in non-humanoid form, damage immunities, traits, and actions that don't involve equipment. The character is proficient with natural attacks such as bites and claws, which deal damage as shown in the lycanthrope statistics. The character can't speak in animal form. A humanoid hit by an attack that carries the curse of lycanthropy must succeed on a constitution saving throw, which he did.
I already failed, yes.
If the character embraces the curse, his or her alignment becomes the one defined for the lycanthrope. The DM is free to decide that a change in alignment places the character under DM control until the curse of lycanthropy is removed.
Ah, okay. So I would be able to control your actions when you were taken by the lycanthropy.
So as a werewolf, the character gains a strength of 15 if his or her score isn't already higher.
Okay.
A plus one bonus to AC while in wolf or hybrid form, and attack and damage rolls for the natural weapons are based on strength.
Okay.
So that's what it means.
Right.
So you can choose to embrace it or not.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if it's not, we have to figure out what the hell to do.
True.
But embracing it is an option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could talk. I mean, it's not going to happen right away.
No,
it's like any werewolf story. You have
wait
not been
till
bitten.
The full moon.
Yes,
right,
exactly.
Yes,
that,
okay.
But now we have an interesting wrinkle in the story going
forward.
Yes, we do. All right, so Julian, go ahead.
All because I didn't run out of a door.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh boy. So we now have a singy one.
Yep.
That's in bad shape.
Mm-hmm.
A awoken one that's not happy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And one completely dead. It's time to burn some stuff down.
Okay, we're out the building now, right?
Yeah. We're out of the building. We're just going
not
for...
No, I care. I'm immune to fire.
Right,
you burn
right.
Whatever the hell you
each
want.
Each creature in a 15-foot cone must take a dexterity saving throw. A creature takes 3d6 fire on a failed save, half as much on a success.
I saved. I rolled an 18. Bob, roll your dice like a human being. Come on.
Trying to find an open spot on the table.
But he's not a human being. He's a werewolf.
A werewolf. Yeah. 2.
6.
3.
11.
All right, so it's a 50-foot cone. So you burn the shit out of the one that was the new squidgy one.
Okay.
the singy one.
Singy one.
And they turn to ash.
Now, that's the one I was aiming at, so
yes.
That's my spell over
your
as well.
Your spell's over, yes.
Okay.
It, once again, seems like an item, as it dissipates, drops out, lands on the ground. Mm. The essence of the creature hangs in the air for a moment. This one fits out and goes to Thrace and fills in another one of your bubbles.
Ooh,
if you slip me,
bubble.
If you slip me, you should have slipped me a fiver.
Yeah, bubble. I got a bubble.
But I all got one.
All right. Let's do this. Let's finish this other guy off.
Well, it's the werewolf's turn.
Okay. Come on then, sleepyhead.
He goes for Thrace.
Obviously.
That's a 9 plus 2, 11. Not going to do it. Not going to do it. All right. And then we're back to Henley.
Do this, Henley. You got us into this. Finish it off.
You're still invisible, so you still have your sneak attack.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. I'm using the rapier. I'm just going to try and run up sneakily, invisible-like, and shove my sword down its mouth.
Okay, roll your attack.
coming right up. Sorry. It is... Ooh, a 14 plus 3, so 17.
That hits.
All right, so the rapier, it is 1d8 plus 2, and that's a 6, so it's an 8.
Okay, 8 plus your, what, 3d6s?
Then 3d6s, so
oof.
8. Yeah, let's hope. It's going to be 13 plus 8 is 21.
Okay, 21. All right, so you run up and you shove this sword right down this thing's throat, and you pull it out, and its heart is beating on the other end of your sword.
Oh, I have a heart to eat?
And it falls down dead, turns into this ash. An item again falls out of it and is sitting at your feet. The essence pools up and flows right into your mechanism, Henley, and gives you an extra dot as well.
I have a light!
So the werewolves are dead.
Woo!
Oh,
wait, hold on. Henley's got to say something.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Like I said, bat flip or dagger flip or sword flip or whatever. Yeah.
And now you're visible again, Henley. It's been 3 minutes.
I killed that all by myself.
Well, that was an amazing third mix.
Oof.
Things women have never said to me before for 200, Alex.
So, like I said, at your feet, Henley, an item dropped from the creature, and two others dropped from the other two creatures as well.
I'm looking at mine. What is it?
So as soon as you pick it up, it just almost disintegrates in your hand, and out of it comes this red mist, and it swirls around you, and it goes up into your nose. And for a moment, your eyes turn red, and they go back to normal, and you feel, Henley feels stronger and fuller and more able to survive his situations. And what that means for Brian, the player, is you have 10 extra hit points.
Ooh.
Ooh.
There's more?
There's two more.
Me. I'm picking mine up now.
I've got 52 hit points, motherfuckers.
I pick mine up.
All right, Thrace, you do the same thing, and it busts open. And again, this now it's a purple mist that comes out and envelops you, and goes inside of your nose, and your eyes turn purple for a moment, and then they drift away, and you have now plus 2 to all intelligence checks.
Oh, I wanted hit points.
You have plenty of hit points.
You have no intelligence.
Like 400 hit points.
Right, Jackie!
Plus 2 to all intelligence checks.
Yes.
Okay. Haven't you always had 0 as your modifier on that?
I think it's less than that.
She used to have minus 1.
Yeah, no, right, I got plus 1 on intelligence.
Yeah. Oh, it's wisdom you have minus 1 on.
Yes. Okay.
They are different.
They are different. Julian, you're going to pick up yours?
I extend a hand that is now growing long nails.
No, not yet.
Come on!
He's like desperate to embrace this.
I know, I'm trying. Reach out, juggle it a little bit, grab a hold of it, and...
And it breaks open. This yellow light encircles you and then goes inside of you and turns your eyes yellow. Then when it clears, you get plus 1 to your AC.
Ooh.
These are all permanent, by the way.
Nice. Oh.
And I will say the other thing you see is there is a note on the side on the wall of the thing with a dagger stuck into it.
Uh-huh. Like the body that we found in the corridor.
Thrace, what was it? Right. What was that thing say?
I'm gonna go read the note.
Are you shaking to read?
I can read. Thank you.
So you're gonna go read the note?
Yes.
The note says this: "Here lies the company of the Black Moon. They used to be adventurers, loyal to the realm. Now they roam the woods as a pack of werewolves. The king has promised estates, titles, and gold to anyone who can undo the curse afflicting them. I, for one, have no interest in such rewards. I cannot leave this place. There is something guarding the exit. I need something that will help me see through the veil." That's from Thornstaff, Elf Druid.